24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Bashani Magazine. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. This episode is sponsored in part by NYCVirtualOffice.com for all your mail needs. And BuddyGab.com, that's B-U-D-D-Y. GAB.com. When you need a buddy to talk to, make sure you go to BuddyGab.com. We appreciate our sponsors and all that they do to bring this powerful and positive programming straight to your homes, cars, or wherever you're at in the world. Today's episode is very special. We have a son of an immigrant from Haiti, one of the poorest countries in the world. Dr. Vernet quickly learned the value of productivity and empowerment. After losing his mother to sickle cell anemia in 1994, he vowed to help others reach their maximum potential. Losing my mother at such an early age made me truly focus on what is really valuable and important in life, says Dr. Vernet. He attributes his tireless work ethic and service to humanity from watching his grandfather and father act as ambassadors for Haiti. Together, the Joseph men have served a combined 100 plus years of military service to date. Growing up in the inner city of Miami, Florida, there were a lot of things to see and learn. Vernet made a choice to develop and grow instead of becoming statistical of his environment, having a father who retired twice before he graduated school. He could not be productive when the message he heard all his life was to serve and produce. It's not a surprise that Dr. Vernet is a leader who trains other leaders how to serve and produce in life that leaves a legacy. Wow. And that's not all his bio, but well, we're going to stop right there because we want to get right into it. Thank you, Dr. Vernet, for being here on Bashani Magazine. How are you, my friend?
Absolutely wonderful, Benny. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Dr. V, let's get right into this. What was the most important lesson you have learned about entrepreneurship?
Wow, what a great question, Benny, man. Listen, you know, when I think of entrepreneurship, I'd say the greatest lesson that I've learned is you got to do the work. You got to get started. Let me say it this way. An intent doesn't mean a hill of beans to anyone unless action is put towards it. So if I've learned anything about entrepreneurship, it's strike the mark, do the work, and do it over and over until you complete it. And even after you've completed, there there's always a next step ahead of you.
Very, very powerful. Now, you say you are the productive strategist, right?
Yes, indeed.
What does that mean in this time and in this place we're in right now? Because now we're living in a time of microwave society, Dr. V, where everybody wants everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. So what does that mean in this time and space we're in right now?
In this day and age, I would definitely say when you think of the word productivity strategist, for me personally, helping people in every area of their lives. You said it correctly, Benny. We live in a microwave society, and everybody wants everything right now. They want it when they want it, how they want it. They think this is Burger King. But as a productivity strategist, what I allow people to do is see that there are systems and strategies that come along with any and every area of your life. So if you want something, you've heard the adage before, anything worth having is worth working for. So therefore, I take away that microwave mentality and say you must do the work. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter what your pedigree is. It doesn't matter if you started from the bottom and now you're at the top, or you started off with millions and you squandered it. At the end of the day, you're going to need systematic structure that is going to help you out of the situation that you find yourself in. So as a productivity strategist, I come alongside of you and I listen, I observe, then we put a plan together, and then we launch you out with a strategy that will help you to 5, 10, 100 times, you know, whatever it is that you desire to do. The only thing I ever ask people, Benny, to do with me is be upfront, honest, and transparent. Because if you are, we can go far. But if you need all that fluff and you want to make it look like, you know, you're the best thing since sliced bread and nothing could possibly be wrong, then I'm not your guy. Because truth and transparency is absolutely my watchwords.
So let me ask you this, Dr. V. What mistakes are you seeing that entrepreneurs are making nowadays? Because what I find out is a lot of people believe that if they write a book tomorrow, they'd be rich and famous. Can you elaborate?
I would definitely agree with you on that, Benny. There's so much going on right now in today's society. But the number one thing that I will tell you that I've been seeing as of late is these people think that life is a competition. Now, you can have friendly competition, healthy competition. They're competing with one another, and they're finding themselves in this big competition. The one thing that I love about life is life will give you that which you put out. Life will give you, watch this, if you do the work, if you, for the lack of better terms, hustle and grind and do all of that, yeah, you're going to get some evidence and results. But here's what I found as of late. Everybody is looking to the left or to the right of them to figure out what they should be doing, when in actuality, the answer for who they are and what they were created to do is already on the inside of them. So what I have found is the number one issue for entrepreneurs is trying to be in, and let me make sure I phrase this correctly, in the Me Too movement, not the Me Too movement that we're hearing in the media today. If you're talking right now, Benny, and you say, you know what, I'm going to do $1 million retreat or $1 million mastermind. Does that mean that Dr. V has to do that exact same thing? No. You have your audience. I have my audience. You have your purpose. I have my purpose. There's a nation waiting to follow you, and then there's a nation waiting to follow me. But what I have found is that people think that it's literally a cookie cutter mode. Hey, I'm going to jump on and do exactly what so-and-so did, and I should receive the exact same results. Life is not that simple, folks. You can get the work ethic, you can get understanding, you can get wisdom from a person, but you got your own path. And then to elaborate on the book thing, you know, many people think that they can pen a few words in a book and tomorrow they're supposed to become a millionaire. And there are many people who will tell you that is not how it works. Writing a book is one thing, selling those books are totally different. So it starts with you putting pen to paper, you utilizing your mind, brainstorming, and doing what you have to do. But what people fail to understand is bestseller actually means great marketer. Bestseller, and watch this. Notice I keep saying seller because you can write a book and sell nothing. So that's not going to make you rich. You can write a book and what's in the book can be dynamic. But if it's not marketed or branded properly, nothing is going to happen. Remember this, those who are listening to this wonderful show, I need you to hear me very clearly. Nobody knows your name after you've written a book. It's your job to put your name and your stamp in their brain. If you do not do that, nothing is going to happen. After you've given the book or sold the book to your friends and family, more than likely it's going to fizzle out right there. So writing a book is great, but it's not the only thing. It's necessarily, as I would tell people, a comma and not a period.
I love that. And I want to back up to something you said about no competition, because I was taught a long time ago, there is nobody that can beat me. I'm me. I color outside the lines. That's how I roll. And that's what my coach often say to me. He say, you know, Benny, you color outside the lines, the way you do things.
Absolutely.
You know, people either going to gravitate to you or they're going to repel because they fear, because they don't know what it is. So I ask you this. Why do people believe they have to compete? Because see, me personally, I walk so different that I intimidate people or I repel them when they believe that they are my competition, because I believe that there's zero competition. God only made one of me. He's only made one of Dr. V, etc., etc. Why do entrepreneurs get into this, you know, I want to be better than him, I want to make more than money than him, when honestly it works against you, because you're limiting yourself to what you think you can do based on somebody else's skill set? Talk to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm reminded of many stories, but I'll say this to you, you know, and I think you hit it on the head right at the end. Of course, everything you said was great, but this is what I'm gravitating to right now. If you watch this, folks, I hope that you pick this up. If you put your value, your worth, and what you believe yourself to be predicated on what someone else is doing, you have already devalued yourself. What if you are the person who is literally going to be the cure or the agent of change for cancer, or the agent of change for mindset, or the agent of change for a new mentality that's going to shift and change the world? If you set your sight on Joe Blow, Joe Blow may only be doing something in one specific arena, whereas you were created and you were established to change the world. Now, you have the Nelson Mandelas, you've got the Jay-Z's, I can give you names throughout all industries. But if you are looking at yourself and literally trying to be a copycat, watch this, what you do is cheapen yourself. And I don't want you to be a cheap imitation of someone else when you were created to be a designer original. See, the issue at hand is that most people don't want to use their brain. They don't want to use their skill set, their knowledge, and their ability. So what they do is they go and they piggyback off of what they may see. Now, if I could, I'll tell you this is the problem. And these are the five biggest problems that most entrepreneurs and business owners have. Number one, it's a lack of clarity. They don't know who they are and what they provide. And because they don't, they're going to continue to fail until they figure that out. Number two is lack of visibility. Number one, like I told you before, if you want to be seen, then you got to be heard. If you want to be heard, then you're going to have to market yourself so someone can know your name. Number three, lack of structure. Even if you have your face in the place, the issue at hand is this. If you're not prepared for the success that you say that you seek, meaning you have no structure in place, you have no intake form, you have no way to get what you say that you want, guess what's going to happen? It's all going to come crumbling down. And then you have lack of community as well as lack of communication. Everybody needs somebody. No man is an island. And if this is true, that means that we're going to have to understand that community is important. You cannot do it all by yourself. You know, there's an old adage that people often say, Benny, where they say, oh, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I call that a sack of crap. Because at the end of the day, you had to talk to somebody who either wanted your product or service or did not. If they didn't get it, then you wouldn't have no fame, no acclaim, or whatever the case may be. So you may have put in some work. You may have looked at yourself in the mirror if you're a speaker and you've rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed. Yes, that's your part, but somebody still has to get your product. So you need to build your community, and your communication has to be precise. And then here's the one that everybody's looking for, and they think that Facebook is just going to give it to them. They think notoriety is just going to come because they drop a few posts on social media, and it's a lack of influence. See, as leaders, we're influencing people one way or another. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, it doesn't matter. Every day you inhale and exhale, you're an example of something. The question is, can you influence other people to do that which you desire them to do? But here's the key. When it comes to entrepreneurship and business, it's got to be a win-win, baby. Because if it's not, yeah, you may start rising, but people are going to soon find out that you're selling wolf tickets. And then your fame to acclaim will dissipate. Hopefully that's answered the question.
Love it. I love it. I love it. Just in case you're tuning in to here, you're listening to Bashani Magazine, the number one digital audio magazine in the world. And we're speaking to Dr. Vernette Josephs. Let's move on to products, Dr. V, as we were saying, because we want to go through the aspects of entrepreneurship here. And what I have come across, without saying anything, is I've come across products that are not quite up to quality past the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people got nice pretty covers, but there's nothing inside. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You can't say A, B, C, D, E, F, G and think just because your cover is hot, you know, somebody's going to actually open it and read it and realize that you only got A, B, C, D, E, F, G in it. Let's talk about the quality of products that I see a lot of people putting out, because people want to put things out quick, fast, and in a hurry. Why do entrepreneurs need to be mindful of the type of quality of products that they put out?
I love it. Wonderful question. Listen, I'll sum it up, and then I'll follow up with something. Let me say this statement to each and every one of you who are listening to Bashani Magazine. Right? Number one, are you looking for a customer, a one-time transaction, or are you looking for a lifetime relationship or partnership? I'm going to ask that question again because, see, this is the issue at hand. If you're looking for a transactional customer, you may only sell one book, one product, until the people figure out, oh man, if the cover was shiny, it's looking real good. Ooh, wait a minute. I opened this and it's looking like, my goodness, who did this? Right? Yeah, you got me. You got me for the little $10, $20, whatever your product actually costs. But you'll never, ever get me again. Why? Because you only have one time to make a first impression. And once a person puts your name in the doo-doo category, meaning never do that again, right? You're going to have some problems. And this is one thing that I love and I understand very well. The moment that someone figures out that you're a fraud or you're a phony or you don't deliver on your product, the word will begin to spread. So you got to determine what your message is going to be to the world. I believe that there was a young man by the name of William Barclay that said, there are two great days in a person's life, the day we are born and the day we discover why. Don't, again, yourself being a cheap counterfeit because you want to put out a product. You want a product that is not only sustainable, but that when someone gets it, it will maintain the philosophy that you put in it when they have it. So it's imperative for you to know your message to the world so that when you produce a product or a service, that it is something that will last past even your lifetime.
Very, very powerful. I love this. And we just going on and we dive in a little deeper into the life and adventures of an entrepreneur right here on Bashani Magazine with yours truly, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and Mr. Dr. Vernett Josephs. Let us move on, Dr. V. We just talk about the quality of the product, you know, and the questions I'm asking you is just a lot of stuff I've come across recently. And so I'm throwing it out there, ladies and gentlemen, and no, we didn't talk about this at all. I believe that if you really know your stuff, you don't have to give people pre-questions. You can ask the question. Absolutely. And they'll be able to answer. So with that full disclosure, let me move on. What I also found out, Dr. Devere, is this. People believe because they got 5,000 Facebook followers, that means they got 5,000 customers. They're going to have a rude awakening when they go try to ask for $1 from them 5,000 people. Can you tell the listeners the difference between a follower and a customer?
Absolutely. And this one right here, Benny, is near and dear to my heart because there are a lot of people who think that they're actually making what I like to call a productive impact when in actuality, they're not. Many people fail to understand the purpose of social media. Now, some people use it as a toy and others use it as a tool. Now, I'm going to say that again because you have to locate yourself and ask yourself, where am I when it comes to this equation? Are you using social media as a toy or as a tool? Because business can be done from anywhere, anywhere in the world. The beauty of having the World Wide Web is that you can use it from anywhere in the world. You can put a message out there, you can provide something, and you can change people's lives from where you sit today. But let me say this to you. You have to understand the difference between a follower, a friend, and a customer, or a business relationship. Just because we are friends on Facebook might not mean that you can pick up the phone and call me. Just because you find yourself following a daily message does not mean that I or anyone else is your mentor or your coach.
You need to repeat that first part again, sir. You're going to have to repeat that because I don't think some people heard that part. Please repeat.
Absolutely.
We are friends on
Absolutely.
Facebook, and that doesn't mean what?
Exactly. It doesn't mean that I'm your mentor, your coach, or anything else. You may follow what I'm doing, but that doesn't mean that we have a personal relationship. And once you understand that social media has its place, you will now seek out to build and establish true relationships. Most people don't understand what that means. So let's look at that. Friend on Facebook or follower of what it is that you're providing on Facebook doesn't equate to a customer, paid customer, or a actual partnership, collaboration, or true relationship. I like to say it that way, RCP. Relationship, collaboration, or partnership. You're in one of the three. You just don't know it, right? But here's the deal. If you have 5,000 followers, and here's what I'm challenging each and every one of you who are listening to Bishani Magazine today to do, is if you think for a moment that all 5,000 of those people are your friends, your associates, your partners, whatever you want to call them, I dare you to put a post out and say, I want each person who is my friend on Facebook to give me, watch this, 99 cents. I'm not even going to say a full dollar, because I'm going to leave that one little bit of sense for you to start catching what's really going on right now.
Boom.
If you were that important to all of those people, you should be able to say, today and today only, I'm just testing my friendship, and I want everybody who's a follower or friend to send me 99 cents. See, because one thing I know, Benny, is we can get a lot of people to chime in, like, even comment on Facebook or any other social media. But when it comes to pulling the trigger and touching their heart from the standpoint of where your treasure is, that will your money also follow? That's a big difference. And that chasm is wide.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, I would love for you to test your followers and see if you could get 99 cents. You're going to have a rude awakening. You're going to have a rude awakening. And that, ladies and gentlemen, allows you not to get caught up in the hypeness of the numbers. You know what I mean? I'd rather have five powerful people than to have 5,000 people who ain't paying me no attention. And while we debunking some of these myths right now is basically what I'm doing with you in this interview. Let's talk about this myth that when you put out your book, everybody and their mama gonna call you and give you $10,000 to speak.
Oh, man.
Because you got a book. Because I know when I started speaking, ain't nobody called me when I put out that book. I had to go after them until I got to a certain point. So ain't nobody called me. So, but a lot of people think that I'm going to put out my book tomorrow. And, you know, my price now is 10 G's. And you ain't never spoke nowhere. All right. Anyway, but go ahead and elaborate.
Absolutely. So when we begin to look at authorship, now I will say this. Becoming an author is a great thing, but it's not the thing. It's not the only thing. Becoming an author just separates you in a percentage on the earth, because most people will talk about it and never do anything about it. So I applaud you if you put some words down and your thoughts and, you know, you kind of craft them together and make maybe a table of contents and bring something together, right? I applaud you. But let me assure you something that is only the beginning, okay? And when you begin to look at, okay, I've crafted a book and I want to sell it, let me ask you this question. Why? Why do you think that that book is worth whatever it is that you're going to be asking for it, number one? Number two, what did you put in that book that is really going to transform not only your life, but the lives of those who may read it? And once you pass those two litmus tests, then you have to now evaluate what is it worth to you. So now let me say this. Becoming an author is great. Doing the work thereafter is what it really takes. And believe you me, it is ongoing. You see, when you start doing something, how would I want to phrase this right here? A beginner is labeled a beginner for a reason. Just because the beginner happens to see someone who is well seasoned and whom society would deem to be a veteran doesn't mean that that beginner can automatically attach veteran status to themselves. Now, see, I understand that it takes about 10,000 hours for you to do something for society. you're an expert at something. So let me ask you this. Did it take you 10,000 hours to accumulate that which you put in that book? Because if not, how are you assessing what it costs? Then let me ask you this question. Is it powerful enough to move you? I'm going to ask that question again. Is whatever you put in that book powerful enough to move you? Now, I'm not talking motivation, because motivation only lasts 72 hours without any action. I'm talking about when you read it, when you experienced that thing, did it move, transform, help, allow you to produce or grow or develop in some way, shape, or form? Because if not, why in the world do you think it would do it for someone else? Now, is Dr. V degrading what you're doing? Absolutely not. All I'm asking you to do is assess yourself and see what it is that you're doing. See, when you write a book, you've got to think about the people on the other end. It's not about just all the mess that you have going on in your mind and you're just trying to throw it up on paper. It has to be systematic. It has to be something that is going to do something for the individual that is reading. And even when you begin to transfer this, Benny, to the speaking arena, right, you don't just wake up and say, I'm going to speak. Now, if you've been speaking over time and people are telling you, wow, that's good, man, I appreciate that, never heard that before, so on and so forth, you still have to go and perfect your game when it comes to speaking. Making sure that you're able to touch people's, not only their emotional gate, right, but cause them to take action. Same concept even in this. You cannot take a veteran spot, and I say that from being in the military. I used to tell privates, which is a beginner, you can say, in the military, who would watch staff sergeants who had probably been in 10, 15 years and say, I want what they have, but I want it right now. That is our problem in today's society, is we don't want to go through the process of progress. We want what we want now because we can see it. Now, let me say this, and then I'm going to pass the baton back to you, Benny. Here's what I know, and I firmly believe this. We cannot seek, S-E-E-K, what we do not see, S-E-E. But just because you see it doesn't mean that you can have it right now. Hopefully that's making sense.
Very, very powerful. We're at the halfway point. You're listening to Bashani Magazine right here on Bashani Radio Worldwide, iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, man, wherever you can stream and download, you can hear Bashani Radio and Bashani Magazine. I tell you, it's not a game. It is a lifestyle. And we'd like to thank our sponsors at NYCVirtualOffice.com, where all your mail needs in New York City are located. And our friends over at BuddyGab.com. That's BuddyGab.com. See, it's these type of companies that keep us and allowing us to put on some powerful and positive programming. So make sure you go out and support those who support us. We're at the halfway point. We're speaking to Dr. Vernette A. Josephs, the productive strategist, and we are breaking down the myths in entrepreneurship. Dr. Oh man, this has been real extraordinary interview. Let us move on even more. People tend to think, when I say people, let me just keep this in the realm where we're at. Entrepreneurs tend to think that if they get online and they cry, yell, and scream, and beg, people will buy their stuff because they said so. Please explain to new entrepreneurs why it don't look good on you to have to beg, scream, yell, because because no one bought your stuff?
My. I love it. I love it. And these are the things that people really, really need to understand. And I'm grateful and thankful that these type of questions are coming out, because honestly, when you get on interviews, it's a lot of fluff stuff. This is something that is substance that's going to help any entrepreneur, even if you've been in business for a while. Sometimes you need to rehear these things so that you can make sure that you are on par with what you're doing. So bottom line up front, guys, let me explain this to you. If you have to beg, yell, and scream and cry about people not buying your product, check the product. Because what I have learned in my travels all around the world, and I'm talking about Japan, Israel, St. Martin, Anguilla, both coasts, you know, Asia. Listen, it doesn't matter where you go on the planet. People are purchasing products and services. If they're not purchasing yours, the question that begs to differ is why? Why are they not buying your product? Number one, I'm going to tell you that your perspective may be off. What are you even selling and why? Right? Where's the clarity? Because I need you to understand that there is power in clarity. So you coming out crying, yelling, screaming, go get my product, that's not a reason for someone to buy your product. See, I believe it was the great Richard Branson who said, if you're able to have a solution to a problem, you can create a business. But what most people are trying to do is, again, regurgitate what they're hearing out there and expecting people to gravitate to them. But let me put a pin right here, folks. People don't even really buy your product or your service. What they're purchasing is access to you.
Ooh,
I'm going to say that again.
Yeah, you people, better say that. And say this in English, too, because I don't think some people got it. All right, say it in English. Okay, go ahead.
People really don't care about your product or your service. What they're really buying into is you. In Ebonics, it would equate to, I want to know more about you. I want to connect to you. So if you did this, then I want to know more about it. You know, if I was in the hood and we were talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken or Popeyes, right? See, I'm not necessarily buying into Popeyes. I can cook chicken at the crib. But there's something about the way that you have packaged this thing. Love that chicken from Popeye's, right? Why? Because you packaged it in such a way that says, come on, check this out and become a part of what we're doing, right? See, there's so many different products that you can look at that who cares about the product, right? Oh, okay, all right, listen. And I know they may be somebody's sponsor or whatever the case may be, so I'm not even going to say any names. But some of the coffee that people are buying for $5, $6, $7, $8, it's not even the best type of coffee. But you want to know what you bought into? You bought into the experience when they tell you they want you to be there more than you're at home. When you go and you try to buy something else, why do you buy something that's more expensive, but it may be the same exact product? Because you're buying into the experience, folks. So if I could tell you one thing about your product, right, and about understanding that people are purchasing access to you, then that's what you need to start focusing on. So number one, clarity is power. Number two, build a personal brand that people will watch this. If you want to be heard, you got to be seen. In order to be seen, you got to produce something, right? So personal branding is a powerful technique that gives you visibility by doing what? Building relationships, folks. You hear me talk about it all the time. Relationship, relationship, relationship. And then ask yourself, what does your packaging look like? When somebody comes to you, and I'm going to get a little raw. As you look at relationships, folks, you don't walk up to a female and just tell her, let's go to bed. You woo her. You get to know her. You ask questions and so on and so forth And eventually you may get a phone number or a second opportunity to meet this person again. It's the same thing in business. Do not friend request someone or jump on someone's LinkedIn profile, tell them how much you can help them, but you've never met them before in your life. Come on, folks.
We are breaking down. We are breaking down the mist, and it's about to get a little hotter, Dr. V. You don't even know. I'm about to ask you some questions that is going to rub some people the wrong way. But you are here to add value. Yes. Okay.
Absolutely. All day, every day.
All right, then. So, is it me or? Long as I've been in the speaking industry, I've never known when people say they are a certified business coach and speaker. All I know in this particular, I can't tell you about any other industry, but in this particular industry, there is no regulatory place that can certify you as a speaker and business coach because you are going from your experiences. Can you elaborate on this? Because you're about to piss somebody off. I know they pissed off because I asked the question, but
it's all good. I love it.
You always talk about transparency. So
this is what it is right here. At the end of the day, folks, you were created, and you were created to do something. Just as you mentioned, you are here. The person that's speaking to you now and the person who's on the interview and the people who are listening, you are a culmination of the experiences you have had thus far in life. That's what qualifies you. That's what certifies you. That's what validates you. Better yet, validation is not for people. It's for parking tickets. So why are we going out trying to get certified under this person or that person? Please give them the right to certify you. Certify yourself. Do you speak truth? And do you walk in transparency? If you speak truth and walk in transparency, I don't need nobody's certification. See, certification comes because someone says, you know what? I've amassed this type of following, and people are now looking up to me, so I'm going to find a little way to get a little extra money. So what I'm going to do is create a program, and I'm going to say, when you complete this program, I will give you a certificate. Now, I'm going to make some people mad. That certificate is not worth more than the paper that it was printed on. Why?
Boom.
Because I know people who have gone through other people's certification, and they still cannot speak. Now, please, ma'am, sir, Dr. V is not degrading you. What I'm saying is you don't need someone to certify you. Now, if you choose to go through somebody's certification because you feel that you're going to gain some new knowledge or a different way to communicate, then so be it. Now, I am not necessarily telling you I'm against this, I'm against that. I'm just telling you I don't need no one certification. Now, people are going to say, okay, well, Dr. V, hold on a minute. You got all these degrees. Absolutely.
Hold on. You're going too deep now. Hold on, Dr.
Okay,
V. Before you go too deep now, I want to ask you one question so we can be very clear on the question
Let's just ask.
How much money will Chase give you being a certified speaker coach?
How much money will Chase give you
Chase Bank
for being a Chase Bank for being a certified speaker?
Yes, sir.
$0.
Okay, boom. All right, let's go.
Yeah. So what I was actually getting ready to say is it doesn't matter if you paid $5, $5,000, $50,000, $250,000, $5 million for your certification. It doesn't make you any better, watch this, because you can have degrees and never have gotten the information so that you can apply it or execute it.
Mm.
You could have been in the room with all of these greats, but you're not executing at the level that they are. The certification, once again, gives you may be doing, but it doesn't make you them. And oh my goodness, can I say this?
Yeah, that's what we want you to say it, and say it nice and clear.
Let me say this to you, folks. If you go to get somebody's certification and you find yourself putting their name all over your website and all over your material, I have a question for you. Who in the heck are you? Because that's what people are looking for. They're looking for your authentic self. They're looking for you, not someone else. They're looking for you. And if you have to watch this, if you have to put your light underneath a bushel for someone else to shine, then I suggest you get from around that person. Now, I know people are going to listen to this. I'm going to get a whole lot of Facebook inboxes, but guess what? Truth and transparency. You don't need anyone's certification. I know people who never got a high school diploma, but they're making more money than they've ever made in their life, they didn't pay anybody for their certification.
Don't be talking about me here on the air.
Hey, if the shoe fits, wear it, but wear it proud.
You know what I'm saying? I dropped out of high school, so I don't even know what it feels like to walk across the thing. But holler at me now. So I'm about to go. We are breaking down the myths of entrepreneurship. Dr. V didn't know he was coming to this party. He just knew he was invited. He just didn't know what type of party it was that we invited him to. Let us move on as we break down the myths of entrepreneurship, Dr. V. Now, we just went through this certification thing that I hear a lot of people saying. I'm about to ask you a question that's going to piss off even more people, but that's what I do. I'm just going to piss some people off in this one. Dr. V, the way I was taught by my coach, the way I was taught, you know, from really great speakers in the industry, even the way I was taught, and I've joined many groups, conferences. I've even been a part of Toastmasters and everything, like I've learned from some of the greats out there. My understanding is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, as a speaker, you go to a company and they pay you. As a speaker, you don't go to a company and pay them to talk.
Oh my goodness. Come on, folks.
Can you please elaborate a little bit? Because I've been hearing this lately where people have been paying to be on somebody's stage and the stage is not even big enough.
Do not. And I'm going to stress this. Do not cheapen your gift, yourself. Do not disrespect yourself to pay someone else to be on their platform. Now, let me reel back a little bit. Bam, 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 bam. Here we go. We're going fishing, guys. I want to teach you how to be a fisher of men, not just give you the fish so that you can eat today. You are talented. You have a gift. And if you are operating in that gift as your sole business, then you should be paid for your work. I'm going to say that one more time. You should be paid for your work. If you invite me to your corporation, organization, function, gala, whatever the case may be, and you dare tell me that I have to pay to be on that stage, guess who you're not going to see? And I don't care if it's the president.
You're not going to see the motivator, I can tell you that.
Absolutely not going to happen. Don't cheapen yourself. Don't say to yourself, oh, well, you got to pay to play and yada, yada, yada. No, listen, if people don't value for who you are, then move on. It's that simple. If they don't value for who you are, then move on. Now, let me say this. When you're first starting off, yeah, you may do some events for free, but you better not pay nobody to get on their platform. Now, somebody's going to say, oh, well, Dr. V, I don't know about that because, you know, I paid $50,000 to be on such and such platform, and it has garnered me $5 million. Well, clap, clap, clap to you.
Well, let me know who they are. Let me know who they are.
Let me know who those people are with those pieces of evidence and results, and then we can talk. But I still don't see myself paying nobody to get on their platform, because you should value yourself, right? Yeah. And here's the real key, and I'm gonna just be honest with you guys. Some people look at life as transactional. I look at life from relationships. Now, I'm totally different. I'm not asking nobody to be like Dr. V. This is Dr. V's answer. I build solid relationships. Whereas some other people may say, this is a transaction. I'm just going over here to do X, Y, Z in hopes of. I don't want to hope for anything. Let's talk about it. Let's build a relationship, and let's go make something happen. Anything outside of that is buffoonery to me. But that's Dr. V. I don't know about everybody else. And if it's working for you, keep doing what you're doing. I'll keep doing what I'm doing. But I'm good with the relationship aspect, because the relationship is a lifetime thing. Remember earlier I told you it could be transactional, one little book, one little seminar, and then never again. But I rather the long game. I rather the long relationship, that when you think about productivity, you think about Dr. V, because we have a relationship and it wasn't one-sided or just transactional. Hopefully that's answered the question, Dave.
Boy, you pissing some people off today. That's all I could say. Make sure you reach out to Dr. V, because he answered the questions. All right, let us move on to breaking down the myths of entrepreneurship. Dr. V, people I've never heard of often hit me in my inbox, and but usually to start with a friend request, and I'm very cautious about the friends that come on my request. So you can go to my public page, and that's why you'll see 10,000 people on my public page, but you'll only see about 400 on my private page, right? People friend request you, Dr. V, and as soon as you say okay, and you know how that you got that message that say you are now connected on Messenger?
Right.
They then follow up. I don't know if this happened to you, but it happens to me quite often. Hey, I'm glad we're friends now. I'm putting on this event. I'm going to need $10,000. You want to be part of it? Huh? Can we talk about social media etiquette?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad that you've asked, sir, because at the end of the day, once again, it goes right back to what I was talking about earlier. You don't walk up to a young lady and say, get in my bed. You don't do that, folks. That's not how it happens, right? There's a courtship. There's some type of relationship that is built, something that is strengthened before you move into anything else. And it's no different in business as it is online, folks. How can you disrespect yourself by friending someone and then immediately trying to, one, either get money from them for an event that you're having? Did you invite them to the event? Have they ever seen you before?
Nope.
Does that event even line up with who they are and what they do? Do your research, folks, before you start friending people and asking for stuff. You see, the one thing that I understand about building solid relationships is that you've got to have something to hang your hat on. See, when I go to networking events, I'm not looking to connect with everybody. I recognize that I'm on a path of productivity. I want to change the world. I want to reach 360 million people. How am I going to do that? One small step and relationship at a time. Not by getting 5,000 cards or 400 cards every time I go to an event. I'm specifically looking for someone who lines up with where I'm going, what I desire to do. And, oh, by the way, my true friend, I know what they desire and what they're looking for. And when I'm out and about, when I hear it, my ear perks up and I know that I can make a connection. Now, sometimes that connection is not for everybody. But if I know where you're headed and you have shared with me what you desire, if I walk past what you desire, if I'm a true friend, then I'm going to look out, get some information, and possibly connect you to that. But you coming along in social media land thinking that we're best buddies because you just friended me, you're sadly mistaken. That's not how it works. Whether it's a celebrity or not, it doesn't mean anything. You just don't treat people like that. Social media etiquette is you doing things the right way. That's why certain social media says, do you know this person? Don't just reach out and like everybody and try to, you know, connect with everybody so you can get numbers on your social media. I don't care if all I have is three people on my social media. Guess what? With those three people, I can change the world because they're true people. And I'll say it for those of you who are more spiritually inclined. I don't want to be a person who loves the Bible and knows 50,000 scriptures, but am not living one of them. I'd rather know three scriptures and live those scriptures and be the best that I can be with those scriptures than to walk around the other way around. And it should be the exact same way when it comes to business, etiquette, and understanding how you treat people. So number one, when you get online, make sure that you have a dialogue. Have a perspective. Make sure you have a dialogue. And make sure that dialogue is not one-sided. So what I always tell people is this, transparency. Transparency is freedom. Tell the truth front. Hey, I saw you online. It looks like you're doing some great things. Here's who I am and what I do. If you find any value in that and see that there can be a connection, great. But I'm not going to get a friend request and finally you accept and I say, hey, I need $10,000. And see, that's just outright disrespectful. So make sure that you walk with transparency. The second thing that I tell you when it comes to social media etiquette is understand that you've got to have some type of accountability as well. Most people have no accountability, and that's why they would just friend request any and everybody. What is the purpose? Why are you friend requesting that person? Organization. Make sure that you literally have a reason for reaching out, how you reach out, and what you plan to do once you reach out. What's the structure or the discipline in place for you connecting? And then I just say to you that you got to watch your associations as well. Because sometimes people think, oh, well, you're so-and-so's friend, and we got a mutual, so we should automatically be connected. That's a lie, because you don't know why we're connected. So you've got to forge your own relationship. There's nothing worse than connecting with someone, and all they keep doing is mentioning somebody else's name. That's horrible, folks. So don't do that either.
Come on, Dr. V. We only got an hour. I just want you to know, just in case you didn't recognize that, like, you know, I know you think you keynote speaking right now, but no, this is an interview. We gotta actually have an ending point somewhere. And this, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down. That we're like 59 minutes. He's still going to toss him. I got about 20 more points. So my last powerful question in breaking down the myth of entrepreneurship is this. Let's talk about originality. A lot of people are afraid to be who they are because they believe they don't fit in. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, they would rather be an okay copy than the number one original. I walk in my own light because I know there's only one of me. But I find a lot of people, they can't walk in their own light because they don't believe enough about their own light. What has happened to you? And dating ourselves a little bit, back in the days, let me just make this analogy here before you elaborate on this. Back in the days when rap music was out, like when I was in the music business, Dr. V, it was like, you know, it was all about the lyrics and all about who could be the most creative when it came to those lyrics. And now it's about, like, you know, who got a funky beat, don't really care what they say, peanut butter jelly time, and just, it don't matter, like, you know, this is what people are buying, this is what I'm gonna make, no matter what it sounds like. Well, that seems like it has come over into the entrepreneur world itself, where people are afraid to be who they are, regardless of where they are. And I'll be, you know, I can only talk from my experiences. Like, you know, I often hear people, you know, mumber about, you know, me, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't eat animals. That's just me. That's who I am, right? But you put on some music, I'd be damned if I'm not going to dance, because that's who I am. And I don't care what my status is, and I don't care how much money I got. That's me. That's who I am, all right? Some people are scared to be themselves, but what other people will think. Elaborate on being who you are, no matter what nobody thinks, because all I know is this. If we were all the same, this would be a very boring place to be in, this thing we call Earth. It's about the originality of each individual that makes it so interesting. Some people we like, some people we don't like, but I'd rather be around somebody who's just being who they are than to be around somebody who's not being who they are. Elaborate, Dr. V, and remember, this is only an hour show. It's not a 2-day show. I just want you to be clear.
Absolutely,
okay?
Absolutely. Listen, you know, I was always taught, don't give a hungry man a mic, right? Don't give a hungry man a mic. But let me make it real short for you guys. Okay, number one, knowing your unique passion and recognizing that and being you. The first person that you should love is yourself. Know yourself, love yourself. Don't cheapen, lessen your value for anybody on this earth. Why? Because there's only one you, and only you can be the best version of that you. So without question, I tell people, man, listen, every day above ground is a blessed one, but here's what's even better, that I get to walk every day in my own shoes. Why? Because I've learned a long time ago to be the one. Be the one in my life, in my market, in my industry, in my this, and my that. Why? Because someday, Dr. V's not going to wake up. And I'll be doggone if I didn't live my life to the fullest. So a lot of times what that means is living my life out loud. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I don't care what no one thinks or how they feel, because I want to do it, right? If I say to myself that I don't like this anymore, I'm not going to let someone guilt me into trying to like it again. If I don't want it no more, that's it. The buck stops right there. And when you're in business, you've got to learn how to be the one. Be the one in your market. Be the one in your industry. You know what? The people who you are literally following or studying or admiring, why are they good or even in that position? Because they chose to go all out and be who they are. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to shut it down. I challenge each and every one of you who've been listening to this show to decide today that you're no longer going to be an echo, but you're going to be a voice. Because that is where the true power is. Be a voice and not an echo. Be a designer original and not a cheap knockoff or a fake copy. I challenge you folks to enjoy your life and live it to the fullest, because that's the only way to live, folks, period.
Dr. V, your final words.
Be true to yourself, enjoy your life, live it to the fullest, and leave a legacy for those who will come behind you. Do something that excites you and ask yourself this one question: will they miss me when I'm gone?
How can people find out more about you, Dr. V? Where are you located?
Very simple. You know, I always tell people, Benny, I'm not hiding. You can Google me, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, or just DRVA Joseph on any social media platform. My website is livetoproduce.com or Productive Business Network. Anything. Just find me on the web. You can find me on social. And let's make something happen. My goal in life is to help as many people to live their best life and lead their best business as possible. How? By being productive. One small step and one person at a time. So Dr. V is not hiding. And I look forward to all the comments that's going to come from this show.
You got that right. And make sure you email him, not me. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Bashani Magazine. Dr. V say he's Googleicious, basically. So Google him, Dr. Vernet A. Josephs. He's also the host of Productivity 360 and one of the co-hosts of Relationships 3D right here on Bashani Radio also. Ladies and gentlemen, what did you learn from this episode? Breaking down the myths of entrepreneurship. You are in charge of your success. You are in charge of what happens with your success. You are in charge of how you receive your results. Everything you want starts inside of you. Who you are comes from inside of you and shines on the outside. Here's what I know. There is no one like you. You're totally amazing. You're totally unique in everything you do. And if you pay attention to those things that make you special, I can almost guarantee you, you will find your purpose and why you're here. Don't let nobody else dull your light. You know what I mean? When a candle is shining, it gives other candles light when they're all on the same level. Nobody puts a candle under a candle. Don't let people hide you. Don't let people hide your uniqueness. And don't be afraid to be you. Whatever that you means, even if that you means some people don't want to deal with you, that's A-okay. They wasn't meant to deal with you. One thing I know you can absolutely be sure of: when God made you, he didn't make a mistake. You look exactly how he wanted you to look. You are exactly who he wanted you to be. And he gave you a gift. And if you use that gift, your gift will make room for you. Trust me. My gift has taken me places I don't think anybody could have taken me. And with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of Bashani Magazine, where we highlight and spotlight entrepreneurs who are making a difference in other people's lives. Thank you. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. The Sexiest Voice in America. Damn right I said it. And I approve this message. Until next time, make sure you join us every month as we highlight another powerful entrepreneur. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000. Or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
Do you ever wish you had someone to talk to? Well, Buddy Gab is here to solve that. So here's how it works. You simply choose to have a 30-minute or 60-minute conversation with your buddy. Your buddy will then call at your scheduled time, and then you have fun talking with your new buddy. It's as simple as that. You can choose how often you want to talk with your buddy and build a real human connection. Become a member today and find your buddy at buddygab.com. Buddy Gab, when you need a buddy to talk to.
VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.